Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, South Africa's small business sector, it would seem, is teetering on the brink. A new Small Business Growth Index survey shows that more than half of small enterprises, over 55%, may not survive the next 12 months under current economic pressure. What's the problem? Well, rising costs in transport, utilities and raw materials are pushing firms into a very vulnerable zone, while many scramble to stay afloat. Yet the report also reveals, I'm pleased to say, a flicker of resilience. Around a quarter of businesses continue growing. 80% say they are still planning to invest in expansion. So let's make some sense of this report. I'm in conversation with Linda Mbanjwa, Head of Strategic Business Development at Absa Business Banking. Linda, a very warm welcome. So we have an index score of 51.08. That puts SMEs in what I've just described as a vulnerable position or a vulnerable zone. What does that actually mean, though?
So Jeremy, what it means is that if you think about it, 5 in 10 businesses are saying that they currently in decline. They're saying that they're in distress. And that's obviously given the environment that they're operating in. And I think you touched on quite a few key elements that are kind of driving some of the distress that we are seeing. Case in point, obviously cost inflation is one of those things that's really, really driving a challenge for these businesses. Wages have gone up, obviously. Input costs are causing quite a bit of strain. If you look at transport, I mean, 6 out of 10 businesses are citing transport costs as something that's really, really becoming a problem. Utilities, obviously, as we've noted, have been increasing, obviously, over the last 12 months as well. And now they're starting to really, really put some real strain in terms of at least how the businesses are experiencing that. Raw materials as well is cited by at least over 52% of these businesses as things that are also starting to obviously rise. Naturally, when you've got rises in transport costs, everything generally will follow that trend. And then from a financing perspective as well, I think from a financial sector perspective, we are noticing the pressure that these businesses are feeling. And it was interesting that it also came out in a survey through their voices that they feel that the financing costs are starting to really, really, really escalate, which is obviously causing them a headache as well. So just citing all of those things, Jeremy, you then also look at things like skills that they've also cited. So to effectively manage a business, there's certain core skills that you need to have. And most of these businesses rated their skills as average and obviously requiring very targeted, let's call it interventions in terms of how we actually enable and develop those. Digital processes as well. A lot of these businesses aren't necessarily well equipped from a digital perspective. And that's an area where you need to start looking at how we upskill from a skills perspective. Cybersecurity then becomes an issue that follows on once people start playing in the digital realm. And I guess that's also one of the detractors, right, for a lot of these businesses to actually just start obviously exploring the digital aspect a lot more. So embracing new technologies is going to be quite key. There was a bit of insights that also came through as well from a sales perspective and business development where some of these businesses are citing that they could actually use assistance in terms of upskilling in those areas as well.
Linda, what I find staggering about this survey is that over 55% of small businesses may not survive over the next 12 months. That would have a staggering impact on the economy and most notably jobs.
Absolutely. So it's a huge stat, right? And it's backed by a couple of things. I think one of the issues I'll touch that's actually driving, I suppose, that sentiment is the aspects of cash flow management. Now, we all understand that cash flow is important for basically running a business, managing financial obligations. And a lot of these businesses are struggling at a cash flow perspective. I think the other thing, obviously, that impacts that is obviously access to finance and funding. So a lot of these businesses are not able to access finance or funding. And we're finding that at least 40% of these businesses are using what term is non-fit-for-purpose financing vehicles. Basically, the informal financing vehicles that are not necessarily regulated, which is not necessarily going to help their cause. Mm. Some of them are actually using their own cash as well in terms of just making sure that they stay afloat. And obviously, that does put a bit of strain. In terms of, obviously, the headcount piece, I think a lot of them have managed to actually keep their headcount, while, yes, I think a certain percentage as well have actually noted a bit of a contraction from a staff perspective. And obviously, if things don't improve, if interventions aren't put in place to enable these businesses, we're going to definitely see a lot more hemorrhaging of jobs, which is not what we want to see. I mean, if you look at, let's call it the well-versed economies or the first world economies, small business is the bloodline of those economies. They provide the jobs that are required by society. So That's something that we need to look at a lot more closely as well.
Let's talk about intervention in just a moment, but you talk about access to funding, which suggests that banks themselves are going to have to change their approach. But it also means that you're going to have to take a different stance, surely, on risk modeling.
Absolutely. So I think we as banks have a responsibility as well to start looking at how we structure lending, especially more so for businesses of this nature, right? I mean, a lot of these businesses, you're going to find that they're in the townships. A lot of them, you're going to find that they are in rural areas, right? So as banks, we need to start looking at things differently in terms of how we structure, to your point, how we finance these businesses. I think blended financing options need to start becoming a lot more prominent in terms of where we look at both grant funding over and above just your normal traditional lending in terms of how you service these areas of the market. I think collaborations as well with, let's call it fintechs, who kind of make it easy for us to be able to gather the data that we need in order to make informed assessments around how we actually advance funds to these businesses is going to be a lot more critical for banks to kind of play a bigger role in.
But the problem is that banks are not doing that with enough alacrity.
Yeah, hence we're saying, I think for us, it's about surfacing these issues, putting them forward. The report is a public report. It's for all financial institutions to actually start looking at it, thinking about it differently. Additionally as well, I think at a policy level, I guess we're one of the countries that's fairly lucky in the sense that we've got a Ministry of Small Business, right? And having a Ministry of Small Business is one thing. But they've been one of the ministries that is actually forthcoming in terms of trying to collaborate with private sector. And I guess that's where, for me, things become a lot more interesting, because that collaboration, if we can influence policy, that drives a different thought of, or rather approach to thinking and to solutioning for these problems. These problems are not necessarily banking problems. They're not necessarily, let's call it, the government's problems. They're our problems as a country, and we need to collaborate in terms of how we approach and actually start solutioning for them.
So let's talk a little bit about influencing policy. That's an interesting point. What role, then, do you think government should be playing in that respect versus private sector and intermediary involvement?
So the expectation that we have, right, I think we're fortunate that we find ourselves in a year of the G20. EFSA as a bank is also part of the Startup 20, and we're highly involved in all the work that's building up to policy and shaping at least what we feel is important, especially when you consider the context of SMEs. So definitely from our end, we're going to be taking this report, some of the insights that sit in here and some of the recommendations, and we're going to drive those in the Startup 20 to make sure that we actually influence how government kind of then receives and shapes policy going forward in terms of how we kind of approach the segment of small business.
I keep coming back to that figure. 55% of small businesses may not survive the next 12 months under current economic pressure. It is a very sobering analysis. Linda Mbanjwa, thank you very much indeed. Head of Strategic Business Development at Absa Business Banking.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.